As we heard in the last radio segment, there was a massive earthquake, and the Roman dungeon that imprisoned Paul and Silas was shaken to its core. All the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. The jailer woke up to see the prison doors wide open. He assumed the prisoners had escaped, so he drew his sword to kill himself. But Paul shouted to him, "Stop! Don't kill yourself! We're all here!" The jailer called for the lights, ran to the dungeon, and falling down trembling before Paul and Silas, he asked the question I pray we will all ask, "What must I do to be saved?" Paul and Silas replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved." This jailer and all who lived in his household were baptized, publicly proclaiming their faith in Christ. They then met the needs of Paul and Silas, caring for them, washing their wounds, bringing them to their home, and feeding them. I appreciate the similarity that once this jailer or Lydia, the merchant of purple cloth and the first European Christian, believed, they offered hospitality in return. Think today how you too can show your appreciation in tangible ways of hospitality to those who have turned your heart to Jesus.